Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead in the world of sports and the world of non-sports. Sip. Today is the Super Bowl for you and me and millions of other people that are smart in this world and watch a particular show on the wonderful world of Netflix. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Today, my friends, is the wait is over. Part one of season four is out today on Netflix. Whip your shirts around. It's a good morning. Let's go. Whip them around. Yeah, it's time to celebrate. Ozark is back, baby. Woo!
Whip your shirt around is how we're going to do this. Whip around. That's pretty fun, Jake.
This is the best news of the year so far.
Yeah. I, as you can tell, it hasn't settled in with me. You know how things don't do that with me very often? It takes a little while. It'll hit me tonight when I see Marty.
Yeah. Will you weep? Will you shed a tear when you see the first minute with Marty Bird on the screen? Or maybe Ruth's the first one you see. You love Ruth, obviously, Ruth Langmore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I'll weep. It's awkward.
There's a chance that you might.
This is all awkward for me because it probably a lot of people. I mean, I almost want to watch it by myself. I mean, I don't want a lot of people around when I watch a show like that.
You won't have an Ozark viewing party, at the Sipple household?
No, because you'll miss lines in a show like Ozark are critical. I don't know. Now, Jake, here's the thing. We're talking about Ozark.
The wonderful show on Netflix.
Yeah, show on Netflix. It's Jason Bateman, Julia Garner. I don't know. There's not a lot of big names other than
Laura
Jake.
Laura Linney? Is that her name?
Yeah, Laura Linney.
Linney.
Yeah, yes, Linney. Bateman is obviously the star. Now, there's so many offerings on Netflix and Hulu and Paramount?
Paramount's one, yeah.
Yeah, there's so
Peacock.
Many. Yeah, Peacock. There's so many really strong series that it's a little dangerous to just to single out one as the Super Bowl. But it is for us for sure.
And people, this is our Super Bowl.
In one
Early Breaks Super Bowl.
And one way to do this is to sell it to people. If you're selling Ozark, like people will ask you sometimes why do you like it so much, etc. one of the reasons is Marty Bird in the show is a classic example. Like it could be Harrison. Anybody. You never know when you encounter someone or you're around someone every day. Think about this with Marty Bird. Okay,
I'm thinking.
Okay, Harrison, Marty Bird is Jason Bateman, and he's a very calm guy, never hardly ever raises his voice in the show. Okay. Now, if you just came across Marty at the Quick Stop, you would never dream in a million years he's a money launderer for a drug cartel. Okay?
You're getting excited again. Yeah. I can see it. Excited over there.
Much of the appeal of the show for me is that it's that whole notion that if you come across somebody, you don't really have any idea what could be going on in that person's life. And it doesn't always have to be dark like Marty's situation.
Which is incredibly dark.
I would say it's incredibly dark. But here's the thing about Marty. And this is what's appealing to about the show to me in particular. And I've tried, I'm not ashamed to admit this. I've tried to emulate Marty in this way.
Please tell us how. Please.
Don't get rattled. Trixie comes to you with a bad situation. Whatever happens, we'll work through it. Whatever anybody brings.
Do you honestly think of Marty Bird in that situation?
Yeah.
Like you think, okay, before you yell,
yeah, exactly.
Or scream, let's channel our inner Marty Bird. Yeah. Let's be calm.
Did you ever see Marty lose it?
No, he does not lose it.
I mean, the FBI will come to him and what? Do you see him lose it?
Well, he lost it in that one meeting with the counselor with Wendy.
Yeah.
That was the screaming
he said,
fest
you
there.
Are an effing doozy.
His losing it is still pretty calm.
Yeah, he lost it though. He and Wendy with the count they did in that epic scene with the counselor where they were right, both paying her off.
Yeah,
and she
is awesome.
Wendy and Marty are a couple. And they were seeing the counselor, and it came. The counselor let it be known that in their session that both of them were paying her off, and they both obviously
that's
reacted
when it got a little bit
very poorly. Marty got kicked out of the house for that one. I think Marty is a great example of just stay calm. I mean, you don't need to raise your voice. Just stay calm.
I think I speak on behalf of the people that we look forward to the way you're going to tie in season 4 of Ozark into anything Nebraska-related somehow.
Somehow.
I mean, you've already worked in many Marty Bird references to the show.
After the priest dies, Marty loses it. After the priest dies, yeah, he does lose it a little bit. Yeah, he loses it. Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison watches the good show. We knew Harrison was smart, but now he's extra smart for watching Ozark.
The thing I'm telling you, Jake, that as a radio show we have to wrestle with is our people, they have a lot of different shows now.
But we are recommending you to pause everything else and watch Ozark. If you haven't watched it yet, if you haven't even watched season 1, the time is now. Yeah. Because this show is going to bring up some of these shows coming forward. Yes. Now, it is not released one day at a time. Like, it's not like it's released one episode on a Friday, and then next week
how's it they doing it?
I think part one's all out today, and then part two, it comes out sometime later this year.
Okay.
So, I believe it's 7 episodes part one, 7 episodes part two, and then our beloved series is then officially over.
Huh.
So, pause what you're doing and all your Netflix shows, and get to Ozark, and get caught up. That's where you need to be.
Now, the other part is Ruth, of course. Now, Ruth teaches you to... How do I describe how Ruth teaches you to deal with things in a manner that takes out the emotion, and that's valuable. Marty's a little like that too. Ruth's like that in a different way, in a much more profane way.
Oh yeah,
Marty's not really
I prefer that way.
Yeah, Marty's not profane, right? Not really. No, he's not. He'll drop an occasional F-bomb or whatever, but. Ruth is profane, but Ruth is I admire Ruth because she takes the emotion out of things. She's just very
does she?
She's pretty cut and dried. Yeah, she's pretty cut and dried.
Just, just cusses a lot.
She's kind of emotional. She's emotional about her brothers, but not much else. And I like that. I like that. Just the whole, I mean, for people who don't know the story, what happened was Marty was a financial advisor in a firm in Chicago, and a drug cartel member ended up there because he needed to do some money management, quote unquote. And it just took off. Marty got involved in a multi-billion dollar money laundering scheme, and he's very good at it. I mean, Marty's very good at what he does. And the cartel member recognized right away, this Marty Bird has some special qualities, right?
Yes, he does.
And one of those is his ability to stay very calm and think through a problem quickly.
Which you try.
You ever notice that?
Yes.
When something comes up that's very complex, you can literally see Marty's...
You can see the gears.
Yeah, you can see the gears.
You can see the gears.
And then it's quick, though. Then it's quick. You know, he'll grab a piece of pizza and go out the door. I mean, like you would do to go sell to a client. You know,
Andrew says, I just watched the first 4 episodes of Ozark season 4. I guess it's time for bed now.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure it came out at midnight, and he's probably, he's been watching it. Now it's time for sleep.
The Vegas Bobcat says 8 minutes and no mention of sports.
Well, Vegas Bobcat. Oh, you want to hear something, Vegas Bobcat? Tomorrow's Nebraska basketball game has been postponed because of COVID. There's your breaking news in the world of Nebraska sports. Nebraska's staff is complete for football. There's no new recruits today. They didn't get the guy. Silvera's going to Arizona State. There's your update. I mean, come on. Give us one day to celebrate a show we love. We have sports the rest of the show today. I promise you, this is not a show all dedicated to Ozark. I just had to get it out there that today is our Super Bowl. Give us this one win, and we will give you your rest of sports talk the rest of the day. If you want to set it up, we'll have Lee Sterling today to give you the picks for the divisional round at 7:25. We'll have Derek Bombeck talking all things Lincoln events coming up at 6:45. I'll ask you if you're jacked for the Oklahoma game and the changes there. And we're going to even have a discussion about the field versus Georgia and Alabama this season.
Like,
so there you go, Vegas Bobcat and listeners out there who can't give us 10 minutes to revel in the comeback of Ozark. I get it, though. I understand.
It is true that this is a very light sports weekend.
I just laid down what's happening and what's not happening. And that's why I decided to celebrate Ozark to begin the show today.
I think you're perfectly in bounds. It's a light, especially on the local menu. It's very light. The women are in a COVID pause. Oops.
The men are in a COVID pause.
Come on.
Do you want me to talk about COVID all day? I know you don't want that.
You want to break some COVID
down? I know you don't want that. So, Indiana beat Purdue last night. Congrats, Indiana.
That's got to be a holly. Oh, God. I mean, you got to be careful. But I mean, that can't be all bad news for Fred's team, right?
No, I think that there's probably a little, not celebration, but a little bit of relief. Hey, we can't lose this weekend. We can't go to 0-9 on Saturday. Yeah. Whenever we come back is whenever we come back and play. They're supposed to play Wisconsin next Tuesday, right? And then Rutgers the following Saturday, I believe, is the schedule.
I think so, yeah.
So we'll see if they even can play Wisconsin. It doesn't seem very likely right now.
It really doesn't, now that you mention it.
Usually when you have a pause, you're off for at least 2 games or a span of like 7 days,
Tuesday's,
right?
Tuesday's rapidly approaching. You're right. You know what? And that's 2 losses off the ledger.
This is why we talk about Ozark, is that we can openly say, well, you avoided 2 losses. You avoided the 0-10 start.
Oh, come on.
You just did an 0-8 now.
Let's not. We don't have to pretend. Ohio State, that's a 25-point loss. I mean, that's what that is, all right? Now, Wisconsin's not a 25-point loss, but I mean, who are you taking?
Could lose by 25. They're playing good basketball.
Yeah. So that gets you closer to the easier part of your schedule, right?
Yeah.
It does. I don't like to talk about COVID in a non-serious manner, but it's not the worst thing right now for that team.
Yes.
As long as everybody stays, healthy.
Okay. Matt in South Lincoln has an idea for you.
Okay. That's great.
This is not related to sports, but we'll get to sports in a second.
Yeah.
Matt says, okay, now that Bagel Boy is over for the t-shirt, Sip needs to walk around with a WWMBD shirt, what would Marty Bird do?
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, okay, what WWMBD. What would Marty Bird do? Not a bad idea. With a picture of Marty.
Of course.
You got to have a picture of Marty.
A picture of Marty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would work.
Yeah.
I like that. Just watch Marty when you're watching Ozark, just note how he operates when things go awry. And things will go awry quickly, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the trailers I see.
Wet Blanket wants to give us a thank you. He says, I was pushed over the edge to start watching Ozark by listening to the show. I will forever be in your debt for that nudge.
Wow, Wet Blanket, you're not in our debt. I appreciate you saying that, but don't feel like you're in debt to us. Like I said at the outset, I was hesitant to go too far into this because there are so many good series that people watch now.
Yeah,
and they're really well done. They're really well done. I'm talking about Big Little Lies was
one. I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Your Honor. Oh, Big Little Lies, I think you and Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth would love it. I would say Big Little Lies. We're not going to go down the road of describing it, but I would say Big Little Lies is extraordinary. I mean, it's almost not it's not on the Ozark level, but it's pretty close. It's Reese Witherspoon, and there's who's the rock singer's daughter I mentioned?
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah. Smoke.
There it is again. Sip referring to the daughter as smoke on these airwaves.
But that's an incredible one. Your Honor, I thought was incredible. Did you see Your Honor?
No, if it's not on Netflix, I haven't watched it.
Wow, that was HBO. But Ozark tops them all. I went through three times. I've gone through all of Ozark three times. It's ridiculous. Trix is disgusted by it.
I'm sure she
like, what are you doing?
Is.
You know. Then I'll just watch. If I get bored, sometimes I'll just watch a random episode.
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you forget lines. You forget certain things that happen in a show that's that. I would say it's pretty complex. Wouldn't you say Ozark's
it's
pretty
very
complex?
Yeah. Before we move on, Logan and KC says this is his plan so far.
Okay, I like this.
I have been rewatching the first three seasons of Ozark the last few weeks. One episode left, then on to season four tonight and Saturday, then gearing up for Chiefs Bills Sunday morning, getting in line for parking by 11. Now that's a weekend.
Good strategy.
How about that?
That's strategy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Ozark into NFL.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I think that's
well
really,
done, Logan.
Yeah, I think that's really important to have that structure in your life.
He's kind of just sitting watching TV and standing in line for parking and going to the game.
I think that's fine. I think that's a weekend. That sounds like a good weekend.
Corey says, Sip, how many times have you gone through The Sopranos?
Oh, okay, not like Ozark, but I did have a episode with a problem with Sopranos. That I, you know, one of the many things that's got me sideways with Trixie was on a 4th of July.
Fourth of July one time,
I got up. It was a Sopranos marathon, and I got up like at 8 o'clock in the morning. And
for a marathon,
listen, a Sopranos marathon, and this was so bad, and I got in so much trouble. I was still watching it at 9 o'clock, and I said, "I don't need to do. You guys just go do your 4th of July thing. I'm gonna watch Sopranos." And I had a headache, and I was like, "Trix, I got a bad headache." She goes, "That's because you've been watching TV for 16 hours." Yeah, I couldn't get off of it.
Eight to nine p.m.
I just sat in the recliner all day watching Sopranos. That's a dark spot.
Happy 4th of July.
By the way, that is a dark spot to be. I mean, you don't want to. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's healthy. If you think about what you're watching
for 13 hours,
yeah, it's not healthy. It wasn't a healthy. I felt very unhealthy. I did. I was the picture of bad health.
But you woke up knowing that this started at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I did.
That was your intention.
But it was not my intention to go the whole day.
You set an alarm on the 4th of July to get up, to not, you know, do something on a boat or outside, but to watch a Sopranos marathon.
It was bad enough. Now, this is, I don't mind. I mean, I'm revealing character flaws, and I have deep character flaws. It got so bad. There were people stopping by our house, and I'd just be like, "Just take care of it. I'm watching Sopranos. I'm not getting up." All right. It was bad. It was a bad day. It was not a day I'd want to relive with Trix at all. She would not regard it as a fun. No, she would not regard it as a funny conversation. She'd roll her eyes and move on to the next thing.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's
she'd roll her eyes and move on to the next problem I've created. But that
by not doing anything for 13 hours, yeah, that's
on the 4th of July. Why were they having a Sopranos marathon on the 4th of July? That seems like a trap for a lot of people.
Included,
by the way.
Well, one we know for sure fell into that Tark trap.
Yeah.
In this studio, it was not me.
Yeah,
it was you.
It was Tark.
Before we get to break, hey, we'll get some local sports news beyond the cancellation or the postponement of tomorrow's men's basketball game. Of course, you said the women's team's in a pause also. So both basketball teams are in a COVID pause. That's where we're at. There's no new recruits. That's why we started the show with Ozark. But there was news in the world of high school sports yesterday in Nebraska. Gretna, who won the Class A football championship back in November, is now no longer allowed to claim that championship because of an eligible player on their roster.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cut and dried, it sounds like to me. I don't think it was I don't think you can portray this as a. I wouldn't even say it's controversial, the decision. The rule was broken, okay? It was a clear rule break. I don't think this was it shouldn't have been a difficult decision. Ineligible player, came from another part, District of Omaha. You know, they didn't follow protocol. Gretna played the player anyway.
Yep.
End of story to me. It's now not end of story in the sense that there's a lot of hurt kids today. I think those kids would be hurt. Now, I don't know. How would you regard that? Was USC hurt in retrospect when their title when their titles were, I don't know if you'd call them vacated or whatever.
They still won the title.
Yeah,
you can't take it away. You can take away it on paper and,
right,
I guess, the trophy out of the case. But
right,
we know that our team still won, or that team won the championship.
And the kids keep the medals. They keep their medals.
Yeah,
there's 100 medals.
They're going to hide them.
You can't go find them. And so, it's a bad look for sure, and it's a bad day, and it's hurtful. But I mean, if I were a player, you got to put yourself in the player's shoes and the coach's shoes. There is a part of me that would be pretty defiant. Like, well, we won, you know, we won the game on the field that night. Oh, yeah, but you had an ineligible player who had 6 catches that night, by the way. So it's sticky.
Yep,
I feel terrible for Gretna.
The player's name, Tyson Boganowski, who transferred to Gretna after 2 years at Papillion La Vista South.
Uh-huh.
The NSAA Board of Directors ruled that Boganowski failed to establish residency within the district, thus making him ineligible to play during the 2021 season.
Cut and dried, right? I mean, it's cut and dry. He didn't live in Gretna. I mean, There wasn't residency. And I don't know. There's various ways you can go about this, but they didn't go about it correctly. So it's, I read it, and my thought was, this isn't that tough. This is a broken rule, and that's it. Now I'd like to hear any dissent. I don't think I'm going to hear anybody say no, Sip. Because the rule is broken.
But like you said, you will still consider Gretna as the champion of last season.
I'm going to have to think about that one. Would you?
Yeah, I would.
They had an eligible player.
They won 7-3 over Omaha West Side in the championship. It's just going to have a vacant. It's going to be like there was a COVID year. Basically, there's no championship. It's going to look like on the ledger all time and the records.
Yeah, this has happened. I think not since I've been covering sports, but I think there's been ineligibility issues before in the 70s. I can't remember a case like, well, there's never been a case like this where a state champion was affected this way. So it's very unique. It's a very gigantic story.
Yep. So again,
not as big as Ozark.
No, I mean, that's why I didn't start the show with it. It's still significant news
in
the state.
It's significant, yes.
But again, if you missed the news, Gretna, who was the Class A state champion in football back in November, who beat Westside 7-3, will no longer be the champion. They have to return. They have to return the trophy. Sip.
They have to return the trophy. The kids get the medals.
The kids do keep the medals.
Yeah, because you can't. What are you going to go confiscate the medals?
Yeah, I just hide it. I don't have a medal. What are you talking about? Right, I lost it.
Now
it's gone.
Next year will be interesting. I mean, Gretna, I imagine, will have quite a chip on its shoulder, and probably be pretty good. And what a story that would be if they make it back. Think about Gretna making it back to the state championship game next year. It would be quite a story, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see on all that.
Sorry to Gretna for your woes.
No, sorry.
I mean, you can't take the feeling of the championship away from the players and the coaches that were there and the fans that were there and the community who watched it happen.
Well,
you can take it away
on
paper, but you know what? They will never forget that they won that in person.
No.
It's like the USC thing. Okay, take it away, but we know we won. Louisville, right? Louisville in basketball, to vacate against Michigan.
Yeah, the Patino.
Patino era.
Championship.
Yeah. They know they won it. It just doesn't exist on the... They can't put a banner up for it, I guess.
I guess not. See,
there's probably
know,
a secret banner somewhere,
no,
though.
No, but I tell you, I'm not... It's not a lighthearted subject. That banner and that trophy, I mean, You claimed that and it was once yours and now it's not. And there's some impact when that happens, okay? And I was being facetious, by the way. That's a much bigger story than Ozark.
This is
Ozark's not real, by the way.
It's a real show.
Yeah. It's not real.
This is a text that is someone who's obviously upset about this.
Okay.
Texture says, oh, kids from Omaha pick where to go to school. Not the same, but Gretna beat them. So I guess if Gretna wins, then somebody has to raise an issue with this out there. I'm curious how many people pointed this out to the actual
Oh, I'm curious board. Who pointed it out.
Yeah, is there one person? Yeah. Was it many people? Was it saying, hey, we got to make this known to the board of directors that this was probably not
right? I'm really curious.
Because, Omaha people can go wherever they want to.
Right. Right. I'm really curious on the whistleblower, but how are you ever going to figure that one out? You know, that's a really interesting part of this. The whistleblower is always interesting.
Yeah,
right?
But you rarely ever find out who the whistleblower is. But that sucks. That sucks. They get the medals, no trophy anymore. That was just the moment you got to take the trophy back would just be devastating. Like here it is
that.
In this case, or just it's all shined up and polished, and you can.
Thank
have
you for
it
acknowledging
back.
That. Yeah, that'd be like if you're the principal or the athletic director is probably who we're talking, the head coach. Yeah, it's really. I don't want to make light of it. That would be rough. It'd be rough. Let's see, Chris
gonna,
in high school.
Gonna
football.
Call
let's
before
do
we
this.
Get to break. Chris, you are on early break. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Steve, Jake. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you, Chris. What do you got?
Well, it was a little shocking to hear this. And I'm just wondering, you guys would probably have more information on this. When did they start investigating this, and I heard whatever the NSAA board, which I didn't even realize there was one, mm-hmm. that they voted 8-0 to
yes.
strip Gretna
yes.
of this title. So it was pretty unanimous. So the evidence must have been pretty clear cut. But my question, Steve, Jake, to you guys, and I don't know if you guys would have any more privy information on this, but was it the school, the coaching staff, or, you know, you got to look at the parents too. Did the parents realize this was going on and do this intentionally? The first time I can remember, Steve, like you said, something like this happening in the big sports, football and basketball. Now, I did hear something yesterday that there was a track team back in the late 80s that was had their state title stripped mm-hmm. because they were using an ineligible athlete on the track team. And then there was somebody mentioned a tennis team too, you know, but you know, those are sports that, you know, you don't, track, you hear a lot about that in the spring, but tennis, you don't hear a lot about, but football and basketball, it's kind of interesting, but yeah, guys, it's too bad. I've never heard of that before. I don't think Gretna will probably be put on a 3-year probation, I wouldn't think. I don't know if they do that kind of stuff.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking to hear that, you know, coming a couple of months after the season was over. But anyway, hey, guys, good show, and you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
He gave us the good show, not the great show. The Ozark thing might be.
Yeah, it might hurt.
Okay, so Greg in South Carolina. Greg in South Carolina. Yeah, our Greg weighs in. A Nebraska state football title has not been vacated since approximately 1915. Yeah, I don't remember it ever happening. A title being vacated. Ineligible players, I think that's something that's maybe happened, but not like this. Not like this. Nothing vacated.
I mean, we have people pointing out. I mean, Lincoln Southeast has had girls. They had a girl from Crete before on their team in basketball. I've seen this all the time, but yeah, you see a smaller Class B or Class C.
But there has to be done. But it has to be done properly.
True. Yeah,
there's protocol that has to be followed. If you read the story on Gretna, there's a set way that it has to be done, and if that's not done properly, then the person's ineligible. And it's, you know, you got to have more than a P.O. box, for instance, you know, to establish residency.
This is a little bit deeper from R.J. on the text line.
Okay.
He says, there was zero malicious intent. Gretna is a closed school district, and they fully vet the kids before they let them in. They let him into school so he didn't end up on the May 1st transfer list because the school believed he moved, making him immediately eligible. Should have been reprimanded. This is completely excessive and unnecessary.
Okay.
Reprimanded.
All right. Well, I appreciate that input.
To have to take away a championship versus just being reprimanded.
Okay, now this is
a different
case.
We're
in an interesting discussion now, though. I mean, the player is ineligible, okay? The player was a prominent player who wasn't supposed to be playing. Now, it's hard for me to get beyond that. You know, he was ineligible. You used an ineligible player all year. It's hard for me to say that it's excessive when that happened. Now, malicious intent, I mean, inherent in this discussion, it's not malicious. I mean, nothing that Gretna did was malicious. Now, intent, I would have to look into that more. Did they know? Did they know that this kid was ineligible, just hoping it would to skirt by the rule? Did they? And if they didn't know, sure, it's not. There's intent's not there, but ignorance isn't a defense usually.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. True.
I mean, most judges would tell you. You're going 75 and a 35. Well, you know, it's 30. Well, that doesn't matter.
That's not going to win you the case. Right. Ignorance rarely wins you anything.
So, yeah, I am sympathetic
True.
To the emailer. I get it. I understand that gravity of the situation is rough, but it's fairly cut and dried, as the 8-0 ruling shows, you know?
Yeah.
As it was portrayed to me last night, I just thought, okay, well, this is – this shouldn't be that controversial. It's damaging.
Anytime you're stripping a title, it's controversial.
It's hard. It's a hard situation, and it's affecting a lot of people in a difficult way today. But it doesn't mean the ruling was difficult.
Okay, that's fair.
Ineligible.
That's fair.
Ineligible.
Sorry to Gretna, but you still have the moment. Just doesn't count on paper, and the trophy's gone. When we come back, I want to know, is your level of excitement for the Oklahoma game this year lowered at all because Lincoln Riley is gone? That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.